My name is Ava Goldman. I'm 16 years old and I'm a student. I live in Manhattan, New York City, and I go to Eleanor Roosevelt High School.
And my name is Brooke Goldman and I'm 15 and I also go to Eleanor Roosevelt High School.
So we're here making this mini documentary. It's going to be about climate change, specifically from the perspective of youth. Specifically, it's going to be about the youth perspective because, you know, as younger people, Brooke and I, and especially from New York, we represent, you know, young people and especially the kids back in from where we're from who don't know so much about even about Alaska, but even about climate change in general. And it's focusing on climate refugees, which I don't know if you guys know about climate refugees, but it's the people who are facing relocation because of, you know, this climate change and global warming. We've only been here for, I think, 3 days now, but we just think that everybody here is really kind, and it seems like everybody here is really proud of their culture.
I think for years now, okay, well, it all started when our aunt, she gave us a cookbook from
the Shishmaref Day School, yeah. Class of 1973. It's called the Eskimo Cookbook.
Yeah.
And it's so cute. It's like a pocket-sized cookbook that was handwritten from the students of the school. And it's got all of these, it's a compilation of recipes of a lot of, you know, delicacies and standard foods that these kids and their families make, you know, every day. So we have plans to interview a spectrum of people, and by that I mean a range of ages, a range of knowledge about climate change, everything from, you know, young kids to, you know, adults, and
we're
with
meeting
different backgrounds. We're meeting with Robin Bronin, who is a huge player in climigration, which is like the relationship between climate change and the immigration that it's causing. So we're meeting with her. She's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Arctic Youth Ambassadors.
Right, which are young people who are, you know, very well informed on climate change. Many of them come from, you know, these barrier islands and rural villages like Shishmaref. And, you know, at the Alaska Teen Media Institute, we plan to interview some kids. Mm-hmm. So really we want to gain, you know, a spectrum of information. This morning, we interviewed Joel Niemeyer, who's from the Denali Commission, and we interviewed him at the Rasmussen Foundation, and it went really well. It was really exciting getting to talk to somebody who was so informed and so wise about everything from climate change, you know, really how, what
the science behind
it. The science, because he's actually an engineer, too. So exactly what's happening to these islands, and then we were together really able to, you know, dive deeper into everything from the social aspects, the environmental aspects, and the heart-tugging, you know, truth behind these people who are being booted from, you know, the only things that many of them know.
Right, and I think it's really important to us that we get a lot of different perspectives, so it was really nice to meet Joel. And we're also really excited to be interviewed at the Alaska Teen Media Institute.
We want to, first of all, advocate for these people, for Alaskans, for, you know, anyone who finds that they're, you know, struggling from climate change, and even not just Alaskans, but anybody who's struggling. Second of all, we want to raise funds, like I was speaking about earlier, about how, you know, we can make this transition easier for these kids and their families who are relocating. And third, we kind of want to inspire. First of all, learning. You know, learning for us, learning about these cultures, what life is like for them, what struggles they face, what exciting parts of their life they wouldn't want to trade for anything. And then exchanging information that we'd like to talk to other kids, you know, tell them about us. We'd like to hear from them.
Yeah. So on climigrate.org, we are facilitating a dialogue of kids and everyone that just wants to, you know, start a communication between these people because we think it's very important.
Yeah. So what Brooke is saying is that we've actually just launched a website called climigrate.org, And it's going to be a forum. It is a forum for any kids, any adults, anyone at all. It doesn't have to be from Alaska or New York. It can be from anywhere. Anyone who wants to discuss, you know, any thoughts, anything on their mind about climate change, about these barrier islands, like Brooke was saying, you know, facilitating a dialogue, because there really is no place to just, you know, put your thoughts mm-hmm. online about this, like, such an interesting topic, you know, and for people to be able to dabble in it, if this maybe is something that they might be interested in too. It's like it's a bulletin board of sorts of, you know, just place to put your information to watch our documentary. You could find it on this website. You know, a lot of information. It's going to be like a blog type thing where you'll be able to, you know, see what we are up to, see what other kids are up to, see what other adults are up to.
Yeah, we think it's a lot about creating relationships, and I think these relationships will just help everyone. I think it'll just bring people together, and especially with an issue this big, it could really take a toll on anyone.